Where there's war, there's Amanpour.
There's another lawn.
That saying, which came about in the 1990s, encapsulates Christiane Amanpour's diehard commitment to world news. CNN's chief international correspondent, she has been in every war zone and put a human face on such crises as the tragedy in Bosnia, both wars in Iraq, and the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Inspired from the start by Barbara Walters, Amanpour has also scored an impressive list of exclusive interviews, from the first ever with King Abdullah of Jordan to one with Gorbachev on the 10th anniversary of the fall of communism. Amanpour considers her uniquely female presence on the front lines of battle not an act of bravery, but a necessary risk to bringing the story home. Donna De Verona, rejected by the Little League as a child, was once offered the position of Batgirl. She declined, explaining that being that close and not being able to play hurt too much. That experience informed De Verona's lifetime of important contributions to women's sports. At 17, after winning 2 Olympic gold medals in swimming, De Verona became one of the first female sportscasters for a national network. It was the start of a trailblazing career in sports news and in advocacy for female athletes, including fighting to abolish gender discrimination in school sports through passage of Title IX. Pauline Frederick, the first woman in television news, had the door shut in her face over and over early in her career by people who felt that a woman's voice had no authority. Determined to shatter that myth, Frederick worked her way in. Her perseverance led to a series of firsts unparalleled in broadcast history, including the first woman to cover politics for ABC, the first newswoman to win a Peabody Award, and the first woman to moderate a presidential debate. By the time she retired, few voices in news carried more authority than Pauline Frederick's. It was her Miss America crown that led to Phyllis George being hired as one of the nation's first female sportscasters, but it was her talent that made her a success. In 1975, after CBS executives saw George promoting her pageant title on talk shows, they tapped her to co-host the NFL Today. With her easy interviewing style, George got some of the nation's top athletes to open up and reveal an intimate side rarely seen.
You have an all-American image. You're kind of a straight guy. Do you enjoy it, or is it a burden?
You know, I enjoy sex as much as Joe Namath. Only I do it with one girl.
The daughter of two House majority leaders, Cokie Roberts, grew up with the inside scoop on Washington. She has shared that insight on television and radio for over 25 years, as NPR's congressional correspondent since 1978, and as a panelist and co-anchor for ABC's most prestigious news shows. For a long time, Roberts was the only female journalist providing on-air political analysis. In the early days of Marlene Sanders' career, women were only in the newsroom to type or get coffee. Except for Sanders, that is. Beginning with a job as local producer for Mike Wallace in 1955, Sanders broke ground in every division of the business. From journalist, she was the first woman to cover the Vietnam War firsthand, to executive, she was the first female vice president in the news division at ABC. From biological weapons in Russia to gay adoption in the U.S., from Michael Jackson to Saddam Hussein, Diane Sawyer has covered it all and has earned some of the top spots in television news. In 1984, she became the first woman to co-anchor 60 Minutes. Later, joining 2020 and Good Morning America, she was the first person ever to simultaneously anchor a primetime news magazine and a morning talk show. When Americans had little understanding of fascism and its evils, Dorothy Thompson filled them in. From 1936 to 1945, Thompson's eloquent and politically charged radio commentary warned millions about Hitler.
We transmit this speech of the Führer over the radio networks of the world. And then they called in all languages, and the announcer went on. We have hurried here from all ends of the Reich by airplane, summoned at 3 a.m. to await the decision that Adolf Hitler has made.
In 1939, she made the cover of Time, which said that after Eleanor Roosevelt, Thompson was the most influential woman in the United States.
I hope you're a good driver. You know what you're doing, I hope. Barbara Walters broke the rules and remade them. When she began interviewing guests on the Today Show during the 1960s, Walters was forbidden to ask questions about male topics like politics or economics. But she tore down that gender barrier for good when in 1977 she arranged the first exchange between Egyptian President Anwar Sadat and Israeli Prime Minister Menachem Begin. Co-hosting 2020 from 1979 to 2004 and delivering her celebrated specials to this day, she has earned world fame as the master of getting the get. Walters' roster of high-profile interview subjects, along with her unmatched talent for making them talk and cry, has made her one of the most respected journalists in television.